Today's guest says there's a crisis facing Christian media. I agree. It's not a shocking statement to say that our world has a media problem. Bias, ideology, and lawless journalistic standards have brought the average person's trust in the media to an all-time low, rightfully so. While this problem is most prominent within secular circles, Christian media, hello, also has a crisis of its own, and it's rooted in compromise. We're going to talk about that with today's guest, Brianna Clausen, next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to talk to Brianna. This is her first time on the program. She does amazing work. If you have not been to Harbinger's Daily, you've got to go there for your world news, biblically understood. Of course, we mention it all the time, harbingersdaily.com. They're one of the sponsors of Worldview Matters. And Brianna does such great work there. We're so thankful for all that she does and all that Harbinger's does, really. She's the founder, president, and editor-in-chief of Harbinger's Daily, and she works with all kinds of ministries. She educates and brings the body of Christ up to speed on what's happening not only in North America, but around the globe. So, Brianna Clausen, thank you so much for your time today. So great to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And by the way, we just added Brianna to our conference in May. So Alex Newman and Brianna are now going to be coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and speaking at the conference. So thank you, sister in Christ. It's so good to, that just through the years, getting to know you a little bit and just seeing the wonderful work you guys do. So let's go back to your background before we talk about some of the media and some of the stories going on that are very important to the body of Christ. When did you start Harbinger's Daily, and what's your background, or what made you interested in journalism and media? So wherever you want to go, just share a little bit about that.
Well, so Harbinger's Daily, the ministry as a whole, has been around since 2014, our newsroom came out in 2019. That's when Harbinger's Daily launched, as we know it today. And, you know, throughout that period of time in the lead up to the start of Harbinger's Daily, you know, the Lord really trained me for the position that I'm doing now in ways that only He can, because I was working with lots of these wonderful ministries like Jem Arkell and others as well as that. And, you know, then once Harbinger's Daily launched, we started working with so many of these exceptionally bold ministries out there, which are really the boldest and most sound ministries that are in our world today. And like Franklin Graham and Jack Hibbs and Amir Sarfati and again, Jem Arkell and so many of these others. We have a list of, I think it is 39 trusted ministries that are featured on the site. These are, you know, writers and contributors and ministries that we want to point people to, because their resources and their dedication to biblical truth is just wonderful.
So you mentioned resources, Jeff. Get my resource page ready to go. And I'm going to share that in a little bit. But I want to go down just the left-hand column and just mention some of the trusted ministries. And friends, if you are not familiar with Harbinger's Daily, please bookmark that, harbingersdaily.com. So get familiar with the news stories and the information and the ministries that are involved with them. Franklin Graham, Jan Markell, Gary Hamrick, Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati, Sissy Graham Lynch, Barry Stagner, Greg Laurie, Tony Perkins, Mark Hitchcock, Dean Dwyer, a lot of these men of God we've had on the podcast here. Daniel Cohen, we'll skip around a little bit. Mark Henry, Tim Moore, David Reagan, Will Graham, Nathan Jones, Jonathan Brentner, Ken Michael, and Graham Lotz, Hal Lindsey. Thank you so much. And they also, by the way, Brianna, talk to us a little bit about how you came up with or you developed the Harbinger's TV section. Now, you've been doing that for a couple of years. And what makes that different? And why, do most people just like to watch videos? And that's the audience for Harbinger's TV. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Harbinger's Daily is obviously in the written form. It's providing that news analysis written by like the journalist journalistic way, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and analysis also from a biblical worldview on different theology related matters. But there were so many newscasts out there. There were so many of like your podcast and programs like Jen Markell's Understanding the Times and so many others and pastors that were doing a fantastic job with their sermons. And we wanted to be able to provide that resource to people also, and really just have a place where people can go and they know that the information that they're going to get in the videos and sermons that they're watching is going to be correct and biblically sound and thoroughly, you know, reviewed by our team.
So since I've known you guys, I've appreciated so much your striving for excellence. And I always like to joke around excellence, not perfection. But you guys are just amazing in what you put out, the content you put out, not only the quality, but the quantity. I don't know how you guys keep up with everything. And you're from Israel to things in North America to the globalist push to what's happening in the church and the body of Christ. I just really appreciate it. And I hope people that are not familiar with Harbingers will start going to your site every day. We are going to get to maybe Minnesota because I've got an article from Jan Markell, what she's experiencing now since what happened with George Floyd five, six years ago. Now what's going on with ICE and Tim Walz and the corruption there, the fraud. We'll get to that in a minute. But what I was reading in just off the very beginning here is actually from Harbingers. It's from the Sunday edition. And this is something that you guys had up there. And people, by the way, you can subscribe to their newsletter and get the Sunday edition. How do they do that? Is that right on the homepage of harbingersdaily.com?
Yep, you can see it right on the homepage of Harbingers Daily. You sign up for the Sunday edition. It's a weekly email that goes out giving you a wrap-up of the news and some other things that are just exclusive to the Sunday edition also. But people really do miss getting that Sunday edition newspaper. So people have really enjoyed getting it all in that time. And we also have a great deal of that audience that are pastors that before they're taken to the pulpit, they're going through a lot of this stuff. And the news that was going on in the week and what different talking points that Christians really need to hear right now.
This is loaded, friends. I mean, the Sunday edition, I'm looking at it right now, and there's just so much. But your editorial down there, The Broad Crisis Facing Christian Media, is what we're going to focus on today. It's not just the media. I've been beating that drum and trying to sound that alarm for probably 20 years. Off and on in some of the things I write about or some of the guests I've had on the podcast, including, people from the Media Research Center and others. But we're facing also a problem. You call it a crisis. That's pretty not provocative, but that takes it a step up from just being a problem, maybe just a little compromise. But you're talking about Christian media and a crisis. Talk a little bit about that, and we'll share a little bit more from what you wrote, Brianna.
Well, the crisis that I was talking about is compromise that's within the Christian media today. And that compromise is because they want to reach a broader audience. It's the same problem that we see in so many churches today is they're seeker sensitive. So they think maybe they also don't want to appear biased because they're saying, well, we're a news organization, so we want to put all these different views in place that people can see, but we should be biased toward the truth. And that's what's most important, and to be showing people what the truth is theologically and as you're looking at the news and putting it accurately. And the example that I gave within the Sunday edition was Christian Post. And the main example from Christian Post is we have Jack Hibbs as one of our contributors and ministry partners, but he's also a contributor to the Christian Post, and he's published some wonderful articles. But recently I saw that Christian Post had published a staff written hit piece on Jack Hibbs, basically branding him as kooky for his literal interpretation of biblical prophecy. And so the staff writer again was a preterist, and I'm scratching my head and saying, this is one of your own contributors and you're, you know, writing this article, slamming his views and making him look, you know, crazy for basically rightly interpreting the Bible and saying that, you know, all Bible prophecy wasn't fulfilled in 70 AD. And there's so many examples like that. And I'm not trying to pick on Christian Post, but another good example from just a few short days ago, you had, they wrote an article on Noah's Ark, and it was, you know, 11 facts about Noah's Ark, and none of them were facts. Oh, it was essentially... It was essentially that they took a little portions of scripture and said, here's why it doesn't mean what it plainly states. So for example, wow. Yeah. So for example, they said, you know, where the Bible says that the water covered the surface of all the earth, that earth just means ground or land. So, you know, it can just be a regional thing. And, you know, you go through it and they said, well, it wasn't really, you know, gopher wood that it was. It wasn't really, you know, two of every kind on the ark. It wasn't really, you know, the size of the ark was just, you know, spiritual, even though God provided us the exact measurements of what these things were. And I think, and it was also very revealing in that there was a section called Evolutionary Dilemma. And the problem basically was, is they were saying, well, if two of every kind of animal got onto the ark and there was a global flood, then, you know, that doesn't jive with what we read in evolutionary theory. So you've just revealed that the real problem with this article was that you were taking man's word instead of God's word, and you were trying to twist and morph and manipulate God's word around that. And so that was a problem. But so that was published by Christian Post, but it originally came from Christianity Today. And, you know, Christianity Today is its own can of worms.
Yep.
But even the author of this article, he, you know, the Christian Post clearly didn't do much looking into this at all, because the author of this article, I'm sorry, that was maybe a bit too blunt. But no, the author of this article is a trustee from the Open Table Network, which is a UK group based in England and Wales, which focuses on basically pushing churches to be more inclusive and welcoming of LGBT ideology. So there's just all sorts of problems here. And this is not a matter of an editor dropping the ball. This is a pattern within not only Christian Post, but other Christian news sites.
I thank you for calling them out, because they need to be, rightly so. Christian Post they've been compromised for decades. And by the way, I don't remember when I started, but maybe someone else told me this word, but we call it Christianity Astray instead of Christianity Today. Mm-hmm. And because they've gone astray, and it's just really sad. And you're right. They're either trying to go secular or maybe attract a broader audience. But you know what happens when you try to reach the world with the world or entertainment? That's a problem in and of mm-hmm. itself. Now, I want to quote you and then get you to maybe elaborate a little bit more. This is a wonderful quote from your editorial in the Sunday edition over at Harbingers Daily. Many of these organizations were once sound, but a little compromise compromised the whole publication. Numerous news groups operating under a, quote, Christian banner have begun promoting abortion, attacking Israel, applauding LGBTQ ideology, and disseminating apostasy. Did they reach a broader audience? Maybe so. But they were now feeding their readers confusion, lies, and inconsistency, things which God certainly has not authored. Very well stated, Brianna, and very great points. Go ahead and share whatever you'd like before we move on.
Yeah, well, one of the other things that I included in that article is that from the beginning of Harbingers Daily, we had so many people that were coming to us and offering us advice. And that advice was, you know, you need to compromise just a little on these things. You know, it does, you know, your writers don't need to be, you know, consistently in agreement on all these things and on doctrine and on all of these other biblical issues. And we just, you know, I said in the part that you quoted, a little compromise compromises the whole publication. And that comes from in the Bible where it says, you know, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And compromise doesn't help anyone. We are called to not be on the broad way. We're called to be on the narrow way. And,
that's right.
You know, that taking that broad view and appealing to that broad view, it doesn't make the impact that simply, you know, sharing God's word with, you know, truth and diligence, that's so important. And, you know, Yeah, so we didn't listen to all those other people
Thank
that were
God.
Really saying, you know, it doesn't really matter what the timing of the rapture is. It doesn't really matter what the, you know, sanctity of life and all these different, and, you know, these things have a ripple effect throughout your understanding of scripture, all of these theological things. And, you know, Christians need to know where they should stand on it. And if they get offended by that, then they're offended by the mirror that is God's word.
Thank you. I mean, I've known you maybe 7 years, 6 years, 7 years, maybe. And I just remember from you guys always hearing due diligence, due diligence, or state of the word of God, biblical worldview, sound doctrine. And that's what to run a news organization with that biblical worldview is so crucial to the body of Christ, especially with the rampant confusion, lies, propaganda today, especially regarding Israel. But we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Brianna Clausen from Harbingers Daily. Right now, we'll take a brief pause and we'll be right back. Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kaw, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com. Yeah, friends, the website, we're excited about it. We appreciate, Brianna, your support of this ministry, Worldview Matters, and even helping with the conference. I'm so glad we worked that out where we can get you to Green Bay. It's going to be a great conference. And so, friends, go make sure you register. It's not a huge conference center. So that's all I'll say at this time. And we'll see maybe a month from now where we're at. But Brianna, let's go over to Apple News, and this is from the Media Research Center. Here's another problem. It's not just the old newspapers or other outlets, maybe on cable. You know, nobody trusts them anymore, a lot of those. But what about where people are getting their news online? That's a problem, too. We just did a podcast about Google, and they slant a lot of information. You can call it propaganda. And they have a worldview, and it's not Christian. But Apple News, here's a story that I wanted to get your take on, because here's one of the reasons we are promoting Harbingers Daily, because look at this. Apple News reaches new milestone, suppressing right-leaning outlets to close out 2025. So the end of last year, 620-0. Guys, this is not an exaggeration. They do meticulous surveying, and they watch all these news programs, and they keep track of everything over the Media Research Center. So top stories from left-leaning, progressive, anti-Christian outlets, 620. Top stories from right-leaning or conservative or Christian, zero. Apple News. Now, and Google does the same thing. Now, I know this is an extreme example, but it's not uncommon. Brianna, your thoughts?
No, and it doesn't surprise me there. It doesn't surprise me on social media. They've suppressed, you know, all of these conservative voices, and they're publishing a lot. Like, if you look at, you know, if you look at social media, for example, you have such a large percentage of the stories that aren't true anyway. that people are coming across, you know, they're AI generated or they're just fabricated. And this is a huge problem, the deception that we're seeing. But at the same time that we're seeing that Christian voices, the voices that are actually the truth, are being hindered so severely on all these platforms, whether it be Google or Apple or Meta or whatever it may be.
Okay, friends, and this is not accidental. I know I've been saying this a lot, but we have a lot of newer and younger viewers and listeners that are not familiar with the bias out there and some of this background. It is not accidental. It is on purpose, friends, and there is an agenda out there. And by the way, I got to move on to some of the things that Brianna has been writing at Harbingers Daily, but I want to mention here's some of the outlets that they use and they put out there or get their information from: Washington Post, NBC News, CNN, NPR, the BBC. Come on. So be careful where you get your
news.
Well,
and the BBC, in the first 4 months of the October 7th, you know, conflict, the war between Israel and Hamas, they breached their own editorial guidelines over 1,500 times in the first 4 months. So that just shows, you know, how biased, how ideology driven all of these things are, all of these news groups are.
So, Brianna, I want to go over to some of the things that you've been writing, and just, we don't have time to go through the articles like I would love to, just the nature of this, you know, the podcast world. But you've got a lot of great articles, including the one from mid-January, anti-regime protests, the future of Iran, and where Christians should stand. You've got another one out there where you actually got into anti-ICE mob targets Minnesota church, as Pam Bondi warns, the intimidation of Christians will not be tolerated. So let's just stop there and talk about how thankful we are that we've got an administration that is defending Christians, defending religious freedom, that will not tolerate this intimidation. And we just saw in Minnesota, Don Lemon and other radical lefties and communists barged into a church service protesting. So, Brianna, share a little bit more about this article in particular, or whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, what I'd actually like to talk about is, and I have it here with me, but there was a leftist pastor that came out and said that he was happy that the church was stormed, and he called it divine judgment against the mega evangelicals. And he likened it to Jesus cleansing the temple and using a different kind of prophet today.
Oh my
which
goodness.
Which is, I know, it's absolutely like absurd, but this is the stark contrast that you're seeing in the church. You have this Baptist church that, you know, was stormed by these, illegally stormed by these demonstrators. You can't even call them demonstrators. It was a mob. That's what it was. They were intimidating people. They were frightening people. And, you know, and then, and they were interviewed about it. The pastor at the time was interviewed about it. And he said, we're just here to worship Jesus. And you know, what you're doing is not okay. It's not lawful. And then you contrast that to churches like this, which are supporting, you know, attacking law enforcement. They're supporting, you know, this ideology that says that, you know, rioting and lawlessness is acceptable and encouraged.
Well, and propaganda has impacted a lot of people, and unfortunately it even can deceive or confuse people in the body of Christ, in the church, because those are the main voices out there, the loud voices they're hearing. If you don't have a Harbinger's Daily News, or if you don't follow the right outlets, Jeff, please put up my resource page real quick for our newer viewers and listeners. Please go to my website, davidfiorazzo.com, and click on resources. Harbinger's Daily is one of the over 200 that I have. And this is not an exclusive. I mean, there's a lot more than even that. But that'll give you an idea where you can go for trusted information, news, teachings, biblical worldview, ministries, and conservative outlets. So I want to go to that article really quick that Jan Markell has on Harbinger's Daily, because she lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that is like ground zero again. If many of us remember George Floyd and what happened with the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, just wreaking havoc. I mean, I think she said 1,000 businesses, homes, buildings burned, some destroyed, and then there are people that lived above. There's apartments. It was wrecked in 2020, and now look what's happening again. With the fraud and the ICE going in there, they're just trying to arrest criminals and illegal aliens that are criminals. And you've got paid agitators and protesters going in there and trying to stop law enforcement and ICE. Share your thoughts on that, Brianna.
Well, and who led this demonstration at the church? It was Black Lives Matter. It was the same thing. And I think you're probably going to get into it, but Jan Markell's article, one of the things that she's really highlighting in there is this, you know, spirit of the Antichrist that we can already see. And Paul tells the Thessalonian church that what this is lawlessness. And, you know, that's the spirit that's already working in this, that's in the lead up to his arrival on the world scene. And, the word lawlessness, when it's used there in scripture, it doesn't refer to a time where there are no laws. It refers to a time where laws are flagrantly violated. And that's what we're seeing today. And we're seeing these Democrat politicians that are pushing for for people to rise up against law enforcement, to rise up against, you know, the whether it's the police, whether it's ICE, or even the federal government. They're, you know, that's what we're seeing, is that kind of lawlessness where they're trying to get people to violate the laws and oppose the laws.
Excellent point. Thank you. It's not a time when there are no laws. It's just that mankind is not following the laws. They're not obeying the laws. Look at this. They're protesting the rule of law. I don't even know if a lot of Americans or a lot of people that are maybe taking this side with the protesters understand that there are laws about our immigration system. And anyway, we could go on about that.
Or not storming into a church.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And by the way, if they prosecute some people for that, try to find someone to hold accountable, several people, hopefully, that will send a message. Because the protesters, I think, by going into a church, they know Christians aren't going to fight back. They're not going to go into a mosque. Brianna, two more minutes. I was going to mention, well, Jan sets up that this is the setting the stage for the man of lawlessness, the coming Antichrist, which is prophetic. This is all being played out. No surprise. But Christians have to understand and discern and then know how to respond. Just about a minute and a half. Brianna, whatever you'd like to share to inform or encourage, just go ahead.
Well, I think that Christians have an edge in understanding what's going on in the world, because we have two things from Scripture. We know exactly where we're supposed to stand, because God's word has a lot to say about what's going on in our world right now. Mm-hmm. So we are to know where to stand from the word of God. And we can also understand what is going to happen in the future. And both of those things give Christians a more sophisticated understanding of what's going to go on in the world, and more accurate understanding of what we're looking at. And a great example, you brought up my article about Iran, and the Bible says, you know, you're looking at these protesters that are fighting for freedom. Mm-hmm. You're looking at these protesters that have been under the thumb of the Ayatollah regime since 1979. That are, you know, now in a living in a country that is the largest state sponsor of terrorism. They want to oppose that, and we should, as Christians, should support them in doing that. But we also recognize that the Bible, you know, speaks of a future in which the nation of Iran is going to be, you know, wickedly against the nation of Israel again. So what is going to be the outcome of these protests? We don't know, but, you know, we should know where we should stand, and we should balance that also with what the Bible says is coming.
Amen. Amen, Brianna. Now, friends, go look up that article at Harbingers, the anti-regime protest, the future of Iran, but you also say where Christians should stand. Good information, harbingersdaily.com. It went by so fast, as I knew it would with you, Brianna. Thank you so much. Great to have you on. We'll do this again soon.
Thank you.
All right, friends, please share the podcast. That's how we're getting out there mainly. And praise God for you and for him for just leading us. And God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.